You know what time it is. It's time for You Know the Show. Today we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories. We each have them, except for me. I'll probably come up with one at some point, but I personally am not really interested in conspiracy theories. I've watched a couple of videos on like research trying to find some. None of them really piqued my interest. On the contrary, though, I know that you guys are really into them, so why don't we go around and anyone can share their opinions about conspiracy theories, what they think, if they're interested in them, other things of the sort.
See, I like theories more than conspiracy theories, because most conspiracy theories revolve around, like, the government and, like, politics, and I don't know next to nothing about politics, so just, like, I don't know. When I get to talking about it, you'll probably see what I mean, but I don't know, like, Noah, share your favorite one that you've been talking about for a while.
I don't know. I like conspiracy theories. I don't think I really believe any of them.
You don't believe any of them?
Any of them.
I would say majority I don't believe for sure.
All right, so wait, hold on. So let's say you're a parent, right, and you have a kid. You would never lie to your kid.
What?
Like,
of course I would.
Like, you would do,
Rose
like,
Santa?
Some small...
Well, I mean, he does exist. So, I don't know.
I got some news for you, buddy. But,
oh, are you talking about the government here?
Yeah, like, okay. If I'm parents would lie to their kids, wouldn't the government lie to their citizens, too?
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, what am I going to do, you know? What do you want me to do?
Like, you hear about the thing that's like, oh, like, if the government knew the world was going to end, like, they would not tell the public.
I don't think I'd want to
know
either.
I understand that, though, yeah.
They can keep that.
No, they definitely lie about a lot, I'm sure.
I'm sure they do, you know?
Maybe not lie, but they don't tell, like, they probably 1%.
Yeah. I like conspiracy theories. I probably watch way too many videos.
I was saying, you told me that you watched a 9-hour video.
Yeah, nine-hour video for sure.
That's insane.
Nine.
Mm? That's what happens when you work one day a week.
Okay.
Did you take away anything from that? Those 9 hours, what did
that's
you absorb?
That's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I watched in one sitting.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's still 9 hours of your life. That's a whole snooze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting for sure. I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
Was it the iceberg one by
By Wendigo?
Yeah.
For sure.
Wendigo. Yeah.
It was. I enjoyed every minute.
I remember watching that my freshman year of college. I did it in one sitting.
You did it in one
sitting?
Yeah, I'm not afraid to admit it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was watching it as it was
told
coming
the whole day
out
with
in
that
parts,
thing.
You know? So he was like, oh, I'm on tier 6, like part 3. And then like he would like drop a new one every week. I was there every week.
You were there.
I was there every week. I was waiting for the next part.
Wow.
Are you going to be talking
day
about
one.
Any of them today? Or are you picking your own?
Well, he talked about like basically every conspiracy theory there is.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, 9 hours, I would hope so.
9 hours is a lot. So got to cover all the bases.
For sure would.
Small little intro to conspiracy theories in that video.
Mm-hmm. And he has other videos too that are like...
He has a bunch of icebergs. I remember watching some
of
them.
Icebergs.
I remember the Dante's Inferno one, the 7 circles of hell or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I just watched that the other day.
Really?
It's great.
He has a horror movie one too, I think. I don't even know. It's been, 3 years?
What's the 7 circles of hell?
Dante's Inferno?
Yeah, Dante's Inferno. You never heard of that? It's
no.
It's a book.
It's a book. It was written even know the year, like 1100 or something like that.
It was like the 1300s.
But it basically, like, each level of sin that you commit, there's like a circle for you, like
cheating.
I'm trying
on
to
math
think
test
like there's
what's
grade?
One what's
there's
the,
like
what,
gluttony,
what's the most minus
oh,
I, can
I know the first I remember the first one. The first layer is for like people who like didn't believe in like anything.
Oh yeah, and there's circle of hell. There's like a boiling blood river that they're in forever. That's one circle. Another circle is
that's
like,
the first circle.
I don't know if it's the
I don't
first.
Think that's the
I
know
best
the,
it gets.
I know the
that's
last
the best
one.
It gets.
That is actually like probably yeah.
I know the last one. It's like Satan or some demon or something like that has like 3 heads, and in one mouth is like.
Like
well, what's the Julius Caesar? The 2 people that killed Julius Caesar?
Brutus and
the other one. I don't remember.
Oh, the other one.
Brutus and the
Brutus
other
and
one.
Maximus.
They're being chewed by the heads for like eternity.
Yeah,
just
like
get used
the
to it.
Very,
and I want
yeah,
to be like, okay, out of every human that existed, the 2 people
you're missing
in the
one.
Last circle of hell
it was
are the people
heads.
That killed Julius Caesar.
No, there's 3 like, heads and the 2.
Yeah, I thought the first head was like his like face though, like his.
No,
normal,
yeah, he's
like,
chewing Judas.
So it's Judas and Brutus. Judas and Brutus?
No, Judas like the person that betrayed Jesus.
Oh.
In the Bible.
Mm. Oh.
He was a
It's in the perspective of somebody who died and he basically gets like a tour. What?
nothing.
We might have had an audio cut off there, but it only lasted like 2 seconds. So sorry, folks. Yeah. Wouldn't Satan be appreciative of Judas?
I'm sure he
That's
would.
That's something like, that I was thinking about. I'm like, why
he's
would
like, my guy?
Why would the guy? Why would the king of evil punish evil people? You know what I mean? Like, what's the whole like?
So God set this up. So God is the evil one. That's my conspiracy.
Also, like to say that Dante, the person that wrote it, is not in any way affiliated with the Catholic faith, other than
he's not like a priest or anything like that.
He just wrote
it. It's in the perspective of a guy that like basically gets a tour of like all seven places, and his like tour guide's like, "Oh, here's the seventh layer." Blah blah blah.
His tour guide is like, cool. It's Virgil, who's like a philosopher from back then, and he gets a tour guide. And some people say it sounds like fan fiction, because Dante is always like, "Oh, and I met this guy, and he knew who I was." He's like, "Oh, you're Dante, that really cool writer from Florence, Italy."
Florence.
Yes, he like interjects
characters.
He's
really into himself.
Oh, okay. He was. Yeah. He was really into himself.
He's like, "I want my legacy to be the cool guy."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's. I think it's like, at the Divine Comedy or something, and he goes to like, Inferno, Purgatory, and. I forget the last one, but it's
yeah, there's like three books. I don't know. You could talk. You could genuinely make a 9-hour episode on it, but it's pretty interesting. But that's all I know. I mean, I didn't like memorize it or anything.
I don't know.
I just remember hearing it and being like, "Oh, okay."
It's just a book.
Okay. I mean, sorry. That piqued my interest, so I wanted to hear more.
It's
about
very
it.
Referenced, you know.
It's just very detailed to the point that like you can listen to it and like get in, like not get into it, but like. Keep your interest.
It's got
in
some
it.
Cool concepts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
well,
some of it. Oh,
well, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say some of it is just so like exaggerated. Like I know like for gluttony, you get like this like massive eternal torture, and it's like okay, you go to Wendy's and you get a Baconator. Oh no, like you're gonna be boiled alive forever. You know what I mean? Like
that's religion for you.
Yeah. It just. I don't know. I thought that was weird.
I like the lust one. I think it's kind of it's cool. Like they're like constantly blown around in the wind because they're constantly blown around like love in the real
nice
world.
Symbolism.
Yeah, there's
always
symbolism
always
between
symbolism.
The punishments and the sin.
I thought that one was interesting. Maybe not that bad though. You know, you're kind of just like constantly blowing around.
But for eternity though, like that's kind of that's
I
my
guess it's
kinda biggest
lame.
Fear.
Well,
like,
actually,
the thought of eternity.
Those are like that's only for people who like. Didn't believe in God, according to Dante. So,
according to Dante,
the
this is not what the
of
church
all.
Believes.
Mm-hmm. What,
yeah, just about.
What was other churches believe?
This is not fully in line with the church's beliefs nowadays, at least. This was the 1300s.
Wait, when it was made?
Yeah, when
he
wrote it.
Yeah, this was like a long time ago.
So before they learned how to read.
I mean, I'm not sure.
They learned how to read, yeah. I mean, it was probably written in, like, Greek or Latin or something.
Why don't they speak American? Come on now.
He's
speak
Italian.
American.
He's from Florence, Italy. You think he's going to write in
America
true,
wasn't
a
even,
language.
Like, invented
they
yet.
Didn't even know America existed. Actually, when he goes...
There isn't even in a language called American. It's English.
Yeah, no, it's American.
Well, it's actually when
Let's
he,
get this right, brother.
When he goes to
Let's
Purgatory,
right,
it's
yeah,
on the
American.
Other side of the world. Like, he goes to the Southern Hemisphere, because that's where he thinks that Purgatory is.
He thinks it's like on land,
like a gate to hell,
kind of, but not really.
In
southern,
the southern,
a little more
like,
symbolic.
Like,
so Africa
Mexico?
Is considered purgatory.
Yeah, like the U.S.
Oh,
you,
from
because
south
like because he's going from Italy and then he goes to hell, which is like in the center
Mexico.
Of the earth, I guess.
Oh, so South Park got it Mexico. South Park got it right. Okay,
this is like they go to hell. It's like the center of the earth, and he thinks that purgatory is like. Or he writes that purgatory is on the other side.
He sees like a super polluted river and he's like, this is the blood river. I'm here.
This is definitely
I'm here. Oh my God.
It's just one boat right away.
Yeah.
It's just a couple. Christopher Columbus, actually.
Nice.
He found it.
Well, let's get into the meat of the episode, right?
The actual conspiracy theories.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I know that all three of you guys have conspiracy theories. I might, you know, come up with one in my head. Not a random one, but one that I've heard. But Louis, why don't we start with your conspiracy theory? Yeah, you first.
Oh, okay. I have two.
Okay.
I'll do one and then
we can go around and share one. So
I am into conspiracy theories, and unlike Kara, mine are a wee bit political, just a wee bit. So, okay. Nothing too political. This is light work. The real reasons for war. No, not political at all, you know, but, so, yeah, it's quite a little controversial, I would say. But, why I believe that the real reasons for war is that, one, it is incredibly profitable, like selling weapons. I don't know if you see the TikToks of STEM majors like saying, "Oh, I would never work for Lockheed Martin or something."
And they get the contract.
That $200,000 a year contract. Yep, and they're just happily designing bombs for people. That's I don't know, I might do that. But also another thing is protecting private assets. So in the early 2000s, late 90s, when America was invading the Middle East, oil was a big thing. So, and that is a private asset owned by like BP, ExxonMobil, who else?
Ooh, Shell. I have heard of ExxonMobil.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shell. Well, we're sending men and women over there to die for a private corporation's oil. That's one thing. Or
boom.
In modern days, we're protecting computer chips over in Taiwan by increasing our military presence there. So yeah, that's my little conspiracy theory.
So you think that the reasons for war are like
just money,
self-preservation, and preserving your money.
Just pure money, nothing else.
It just is money.
Yeah, what would money. A different reason for war be? I feel like money is like
a big one. Well, what we're taught in history class, the real reason for war is moral obligations, such as stopping foreign countries from invading other countries for unjust reasons, such as what the Nazis did in the late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
Like, the moral reasons, that's what we were taught in class.
But you think it's for money?
Mostly money, yes.
So they'd start a war to
get
more
one?
Money? Like, what's the end goal? Of a war, according to what you said.
Just making money.
How much money did we make from World War II?
If I remember correctly, we were still in the Great Depression before the Second World War. And then all that stuff happened in Western Europe. And then America got involved. And companies started getting military or government contracts to start making weapons, vehicles for the U.S. military and their allies. And like after that, the economy was booming, so yeah, that's what we got out of the Second World War. We had a booming economy.
They actually did teach us that in history class. They were like, yep. After the Second World War, economy was booming.
Yep, the middle class started to grow. Baby boomers became a thing, and are still around, unfortunately. But anyways, Noah, what is your other conspiracy theory?
Well, I have a couple. You know, I like the urban legend conspiracy theories. I think those are fun. There's one of like,
Say one. Yeah. Give us an example.
Yeah.
Like, there's one of like the Malta catacombs. It's like there are these catacombs in Malta.
Where's Malta? Like country-wise. Like
good question.
Italy? I know like the Italian catacombs.
No, that's the French catacombs.
It's not in Italy?
No, I think it's France.
They're in Paris.
Yeah, Paris catacombs. Yep, that's it.
No, the Malta. Well, Malta's a country. I don't really remember
Malta's
where.
Malta's a country.
Yes.
I think it's on the Mediterranean.
I think it's somewhere around there.
You could tell we're American by the fact that we don't know geography.
Yeah, we don't know where Malta is. I know it's a country.
They learned
though,
that
for
last
sure.
episode. It's okay.
Actually, they talked about Malta in Diary of Wimpy Kids.
Really?
Yeah, it was this country project. He got Malta. He's like, I don't even know where that is. So, that's us. But yeah, apparently, the legend goes that there was a school trip to the catacombs. And that, like, this entire group of, a year of students, as they were walking past, there were really big people in robes just going in to the catacombs.
What color were the robes?
They were, like, red or black.
I
think there was something like that. It's, like, a common urban legend there now. I think it's from, like, the 90s or, like, the early 2000s.
What do you think they do? Like, perform rituals or, like, a sacrifice? What's the conspiracy theory about? Like, what's the theory of what they're doing? The purpose?
I think that's the theory. No one knows, like, if they exist and then what their purpose would be.
Oh, so it's just a phenomena.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're Bigfoot, you know?
A phenomenon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Probably not.
Probably
not. I agree with that.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Bigfoot, yeah, no.
Bigfoot's not flying around here.
Anything in terms of that, like Loch Ness Monster, like...
The Yeti.
What are the... The Yeti.
The Yeti.
I don't know. What very weird. There? Very weird.
The Megalodon still being around?
You never know. Megalodon... okay, Megalodon, like, in the terms of, like, dinosaur-wise, I don't think so. But, like, there's definitely some, like, weird stuff in the ocean.
I do really, really...
For sure.
Like, that stuff interests me, of, like, what's in the... What, like, the 93% of the ocean that we haven't discovered yet.
Have any of you seen the movie The Meg?
Yeah.
Oh, with Jason Statham?
God, that movie sucks.
Perhaps. But, okay, one thing that I think was very interesting from it is, like, you know the Mariana Trench is, like, the lowest point in the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Lowest point. I think in the movie, they said, like, to make the Megalodon, like, theory, like, movie appropriate, that the bottom of the Mariana Trench was, like a film, not, like, ground. And, like, underneath that, like, layer of, like, stuff is a whole new ecosystem underneath.
That was there.
And I was like, I mean, you can never know for sure, you know?
I mean, I'm pretty sure we sent some things down there. I don't think they've lasted long.
Yeah, I don't think anything we send down there is going to last that long.
It is super deep.
Well, like, the pressure there anyway, like, smashes metal and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you can stick Everest upside down and, like, put it in the Mariana Trench, it just still won't touch the bottom.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It is pretty insane.
So, Gabe, did you find a conspiracy theory yet?
What do you want me to do? It's not like I'm sitting, it's not like I'm sitting on my phone looking up conspiracy theories.
I think we can go into Kara's. I heard she has a whole PowerPoint.
Okay, well, it's just because I've talked about this before, and I'm going to try to explain it in a way where your eyes don't kind of gloss over. So, okay. I have a little pre-question. What are your thoughts on, like, okay, very broad, like, living in a matrix, like, living in a coded world?
Like a simulation?
Anything of that sort, yeah.
No.
I guess there'd be no way to tell, though, right?
Yeah, there'd be no way to tell, but, like, I don't know.
Yes, same.
So that's what makes it a theory. There's no way to tell.
Yeah. The way my... of course.
So, okay, if you look in...
I was going to say, the way it's going right now, I hope it is a simulation. I get to wake up soon.
Wake up soon.
That would be cool if I got to wake up.
Noah, your theory was lame. Okay. I'm just kidding. So,
no, she's not.
If you look in nature, like, everything is geometrically perfect. You know, like, you have honeycombs with bees or, like, leaves. Every single thing is, like, geometrically perfect. So, diving into that a little more, would like to talk about the Fibonacci sequence. Okay, I know it sounds weird, but you've probably heard of the golden ratio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the little conch shell-looking swirl with, like, numbers divided. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're
talking
about.
I thought the golden ratio was, like...
Here. I have a picture from this thing. It's, like... The ratio,
yeah,
it's like a spiral.
That.
It's like a spiral, okay? Mm. So the Fibonacci sequence and the spiral are very closely related. There's a ratio that's always 1 to 1.6, 1.8, but let's just go 1.6. And the Fibonacci number sequence is like, each number is the sum of two numbers that precede it. So it goes 0, 1, 1, 2, 1 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 3 is 5, and so on until forever,
you
okay?
Hit my head. That's a lot of math.
But
yeah, simple addition, way too much.
Yeah, like 1 plus 1 is 2. 2 plus 3 is 5. It's just, you know, if you looked at it, it's a lot easier to understand.
Okay.
So,
I see it now.
If you look at flower petals, the petals and daisies are usually 13, 21 or 24. Those are all Fibonacci numbers. And they clearly, there's a 21 clockwise spiral with a 34 clockwise counter spiral of petals. Those are all Fibonacci numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at almost any single flower, they all follow those numbers or that exact sequence.
Mm.
Let's look at tree branches. The base is 1. It branches into 2. Each of those 2 go into 3. And if you looked at the top of the tree, most likely the branches are Fibonacci sequence numbers. Let's look at like mating. If you look at like a beehive, okay? If you look at like a beehive.
I know a lot about that.
Females to males always are outnumbered, and the ratio is 1 to 1.618, or very close to it.
Whoa.
If you look at, like, the family tree of stuff, there's, like, 2, which branches to 3, which branches to 5. Again, not going to go super into it, but if you look at, like, a family tree, it's Fibonacci sequence numbers. Also, looking at the spiral in nature, there's conch shells, and there's like the hurricane spiral, there's galaxy spirals, the way that a human baby forms, it's in the shape of the spiral. And also like different animals like dolphins, ants, anything, the way that they're proportioned is 1 to 1.618. Are you following me right now?
I'm following for sure.
Are you following me right now?
I'm just confused. I'm confused
on the family tree one.
Okay, well,
we constructed the family tree. Like, there are some, like, tribes out there where the family tree is, like, really, like, goofy. Like, some tribes, like, the...
I'm talking about, like...
Once the father...
I'm not so much talking about humans, because, yeah, humans have steps and halves.
Okay, 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 cool.
But, okay, I'm going to read what I have here, because maybe that would clear it up. The family tree of honeybees follows a similar pattern. Males have one parent, a female, whereas females have two, a male and a female. Thus, when it comes to the family tree, it makes 2, 3, 5, and 8 grandparents. Following the same pattern, females have 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, and so on, the Fibonacci sequence. Let's look at us as humans. We talked a lot about like nature stuff. So humans have one trunk, one heart, one organ, etc. 3 bones in the arms and legs, 3 parts of the hand, 3 parts of the ear, 12 ribs, 21 bones in the upper appendage, 34 bones in the skull and backbone, 55 is the total of the base column of the human body. If you look at all of those numbers, they're the Fibonacci sequence numbers. Also, the ratio of our body parts from elbow to wrist, and then from elbow to tip of your fingers, it's 1 to 1.618. If you look at your
I'm really looking at my hand right now.
If you look at the width of your head from your neck to the top of your head to your shoulder, like the width of your shoulders, it's 1 to 1.618. If you look from your feet to your knee and then your feet to your hip, it's 1 to 1.618. So even in micro, like I know if you take, what's the thing where, okay, you're not going to do it right now, but if you took your foot perfectly matches between your elbow and your wrist. And there's like a bunch of stuff like that where like...
Like lengthwise?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Uh-uh.
And okay, I have this like quote and I'm going to read it because I don't know exactly how to paraphrase it.
Not flexible enough for that.
So the DNA molecule measures 34 units long by 21 units wide for a full cycle of a double helix spiral. Those are Fibonacci numbers. There's another thing in... Again, I'm not going to explain it because I feel like this is going to get very boring, but it's very interesting. And also, the human heart beats in diastolic and systolic cardiac phases.
Uh-huh.
The ratio, I'm not going to explain these words because it doesn't really matter, but the diastolic to systolic time interval between a beating heart in a human is 1 to 1.61. So, all that being said, I know some people are like, trial and error, you know what I mean? Like flowers and whatnot have like lived all this long. Maybe the whole spiral and the numbers thing is like what works best for their, what's that called, like natural selection or whatever.
Survival of the fittest.
But if you look at like other things like within us, like with the heartbeats and the DNA like measurements and stuff like that, and also just like the spiral shape itself found in almost any thing in nature, do you think it's a code? Do you think it's a divine code made that sustains us? Or do you think it's coincidence? Or what are your thoughts behind that? I hope that all made sense. It is easier with visuals, but I'm trying my best.
I mean, I got it. I just don't know, like, what the point is exactly.
See, that's why that theory is so interesting, because I'm like, what is the point?
Oh, that's like the...
Theory. Like, what is the reason behind that? Like, why those specific numbers? That was developed, Fibonacci came from some dude that, like, studied this from, like, literally the year, like, 1200.
1200?
Yeah, it's like 1200 something.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, so I was just wondering, like, what your thoughts are behind that.
I don't know, every time...
Because, like, I don't believe in the Matrix thing either. You know what I mean? Like, is it true? Yeah, maybe
we're
it's
in a
true.
Like, computer simulation, and it explains why Noah acts like an NPC.
Ironic, coming from Louis. It's pretty crazy.
Yes, shut your mouth. Anyways, I don't think it's a coincidence at all, though.
Oh.
So.
What are your thoughts then?
I mean, like, I don't know. I know in the field of chemistry, they're trying to find the God particle, which.
Is, God particle.
If you guys don't know what that is, I think. From the it's been like 5 years since I had that class. our chem teacher was talking about how, what's it called? Scientists would use particle accelerators to see what's smaller than an atom, like the building blocks of an atom.
Mm-hmm.
And like once you get that, then you get the God particle, which is essentially what everything is made out of. So, and like basing off of that, I mean, like it could explain that this our whole life is either a computer simulation or it's made by some sort of higher being or beings, depending on your beliefs.
That's the thing. It's very strange to think about because like I try to do it as simple as possible, but like if you really look into it, it is extremely fascinating. Like
it's a whole lot of numbers.
Even just like the thing with the flowers, it's like, oh, like the ratio of this and that, and then you take this and the, like it's just crazy how that just happens everywhere all the time with so many different things, and it's always like the same rooted like numbers and stuff. It's very bizarre. It's very weird.
I think this is why, for most conspiracy theories, I just, like, don't believe them. Because I just go for, like, the simplest explanation. It's like, why is it 1.6? You know, just happened like that.
Because, okay, the reason with the ratio is because, like, with the spiral, if you got all, like, mathy with it and, like, measured it out, like, the distance between different points is 1 to 1.6.
Mm.
Like, there is a big math component that, like, nobody in this room wants to talk about, so I'm not going to. But yeah, no, I think it's very fascinating. I've been interested in that for years. That's why I had a pre-made PowerPoint from like so long ago that I was
pre-made
looking at.
PowerPoint.
Cause
that,
I was,
that
I
actually was a PowerPoint?
Yeah, because
I thought he was joking.
Wow, no, nice. I explained this before. I've explained this to so many people. Like I have like a whole PowerPoint about it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to dig it out and I'm going to talk about it because I think it's extremely interesting.
I would have thought you gave a class presentation on that.
No.
Could you? I'm positive.
Oh, I easily, like if I could show you what I'm talking about and like read it off, I could easily talk about it for like an hour or two.
2 hours?
Yeah. Dang. No, I
two
could.
2 hours.
I definitely could, 100%.
That's a long time. You should get in contact with Wendigo and I'm sure he'd hear you out.
I got a lot to say, but a lot of
different
stuff.
Has he ever made
a
video on that?
He's touched on it.
I highly doubt it. Really?
Yeah, he's definitely touched on it. I've heard
more people need to talk about it. I have not heard one person that's even heard what I'm talking about. Like, oh, the gold, you know, like the famous painting of the guy kind of like in jumping jack position with like the spiral around him and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what everyone associates it with. Like, oh, the golden ratio for like symmetrical face.
Who was it?
And it's
that
like,
made
no,
that?
It goes so.
Da Vinci, yeah.
Da Vinci. Yeah.
Nerd.
He was really good. He was a genius. You know, he has some crazy anatomy drawings that people still use in their class today.
Like, I know if you look at like the average human side profile, the spiral like lines up like specific features, like the way your face is proportioned. I don't know.
Oh, I have seen that picture.
It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
It is everywhere. Those numbers and that symbol is everywhere. And why? Why?
And like our skull is like built that way though.
Yeah, but why?
I guess you see the theory now? Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Why? Almost every single living like animal has that a perfect geometric ratio. Weird. Blows my mind.
Weird.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was expecting like a Bigfoot theory, not like one of those.
No, I told you, it's not like a conspiracy theory, but it's just something that you sit back and you're like, what?
Whoa.
Like, first of all, what is she talking about? And second of all, why? Why is it like that? I don't know.
I was hoping for more like aliens are in the center of the earth type of thing. And you said a whole PowerPoint presentation. That's what I was expecting.
Do you believe in aliens, Noah?
Oh, I mean, you know, somewhere out there, for sure. There's something, you know?
Somewhere out there.
Do you believe in the aliens build the pyramids?
That'd be really cool if they did, though.
The pyramid
is
the pyramids are an interesting one. Not that I know anything about it, but it is kind
of
crazy.
My
it's like,
favorite,
why did they build that?
My favorite theory fact is that the exact like latitude and longitude points of the pyramid is like the speed of light, like to like the 0.20th digit.
Hmm.
Like, let's say the latitude is like 1.36, blah 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 blah, and it's the same as like the speed of light, like thing. If you
the
looked
lines
it up,
of latitude and longitude and like lines up with the three pyramids, if you do some type of math, I think, or you just add it up. I don't know. It does add up to the speed of light. Somehow. I don't know how.
Did they even...
I don't believe so much that, like, aliens are amongst us type thing, but, like...
I mean...
People that don't think that...
You got Louie.
People that don't think that aliens exist, I'm like, use your brain. Sorry.
I don't know. Somewhere out there, probably.
1,000%. Do you know how big the universe is. Like, the thought of, like, what happened to us couldn't happen again.
Infinite.
It's just, like...
I hope they're like us, you know what I mean? I hope they're cool.
My dad thinks aliens have visited Earth. He, like, genuinely believes in, like, UFOs and stuff.
Is your dad the conspiracy theorist uncle that everyone has?
No, he's not so much a conspiracy theory, but he's always like, oh, like, if they were able to travel to Earth, their technology is so much better, and they could, like, you know, morph into us or be undetected, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, he gets, like, really into it.
I'm kind of on the side of, like, if aliens do exist, it's, like, a fungus or a little tadpole on another planet.
Yeah,
that's... I don't think there's anything nearly as like intelligent as us. Yeah, or a cell. Something living, but nothing...
Oh, see, I think there is so possible that it could be.
I hope they look like us and they do, like, they do things that we... Like, I hope they're out there somewhere just playing basketball.
Just basketball. Right. Space now. Basketball? Space
no,
basketball.
Just on their planet, you know? Just playing basketball, grilling.
Grilling, chilling.
Yeah.
See, like, there's so many factors that could make it different. Like, let's say it started out just like Earth, but, like... the tadpole never got out of land and stayed in water. Therefore, that entire planet, like, evolved into, like, some sort of, like, underwater world. That'd you know what cool. I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, 100% I believe that.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
And aliens? You know the aliens built the pyramids?
Really. There's a lot aliens did not build the pyramids.
Definitely didn't build the pyramids. I just don't know if they existed, period. The I don't know.
Pyramid theories are kind of cool.
I think they exist, believe, like,
I think they just built them, though, you know? I know there's ones where, like, the Templars built them.
Yeah, it's also kind of cool. It's kind of like a God thing where it's just like you have everything to gain from believing it, and you have everything to lose from
not.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I guess that's true.
Because, like, I mean, like, if you believe in God, then let's say you die and you do go to heaven and God does exist, then you're rewarded for it. But if you don't believe in God,
oh, then you lose everything.
And then you
you
end up in a boiling blood river because, you know, God is a very just being. Depending on the religion. That is the other thing, too. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing of, like, why is somebody Christian? Because they were born that way. Not born that way, but they were born into that.
No, I think people definitely convert. I've definitely seen it in people.
I mean, sure, but it's not common.
For the most part, if you grow up in a really religious household, you're going to be really religious.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I mean, like, I went to Africa. I'm not going to find a Christian over there. Like, that's not how that works.
There's some over there.
There are some, but, like, converting is not that prominent of a thing. Just because it does happen doesn't mean it's a...
It's definitely not common.
Yeah, it's not an occurring thing. And it's like, oh, no, my God is right. This one's right.
Yours is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, like, even if you aren't saying, like, oh, yours is wrong, I mean, you are, basically. Because you're accepting yours as fact, so therefore you are discrediting other ones.
Yeah, I find religion very like fascinating.
I do find religion fascinating.
I theology, do find it fascinating, too. Yeah. I mean, cool. I love hearing about people's beliefs. Yeah,
because, like, everything is equally as likely because, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, reincarnation, that could be true. You don't know. Heaven could be real. You don't know. Like, you don't know.
Reincarnated as a cow.
We did have a reincarnation episode on You Know the Show.
What would you want to be reincarnated as? Like, if you could pick an animal.
God, I think that I was asked this question. I feel like... Because, like, you don't really want to be, like, a domesticated animal. Because you can get a really terrible owner.
You can just leave, though.
I mean, not really.
Not really, I guess. No. In this theory,
I wouldn't want
my dog couldn't just leave. We would find it.
Oh. We would find it.
Like, in a good way, obviously. Like, we would not stop searching for my dog if my dog got out. But, like, also, I mean, it's probably harder to survive as another animal.
Yeah,
you actually have to, like, fend for yourself.
So you wouldn't want to be, like, a dragonfly?
A dragonfly.
Don't dragonflies live for, like, 3 days or something?
I would like to fly. That'd be cool.
Pretty cool. I mean, you can take a plane. It's, like, basically the same thing.
I know one of my theories was kind of about reincarnation. It's called the egg theory. That's the one that I saw on Instagram in fifth grade that I think about a lot.
Remember? The egg theory?
It's called the egg theory. Basically, like, every single human being that has ever lived in the past, is living right now, and lives in the future, is a singular soul. And once that single soul, like, has been everyone in the past, you die, you get reincarnated in somebody 1,000 years ago, blah blah blah. Once you're every single soul, then you get moved to, like, the god title or whatever, you know what I mean?
I do know what you're talking about.
I have heard about that.
Because, like, God has, like, experienced, like,
you have to
aspect.
Because like if you inflict pain on others, you will have pain inflicted on you at some point. Stuff like that. But I think about that a lot. Like, let's say I see a news article about something bad that happened to somebody. I'll be like, oh my God, like, what if that's me someday? I think about it a lot. It's like ingrained, like in the least cringe way possible, it is my Roman Empire.
That's your Roman Empire?
Yeah, the egg theory. I specifically remember at the Super Bowl when Kylie Jenner announced that she gave birth to Stormy. I remember being like, man, like, being that baby would be so nice. Like, oh my God. And then I'm like, maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day you'll be some famous person's kid.
Maybe one day I'll be a millionaire baby. Yeah. I want a Prada crib someday. Sue me. Sue me.
Those kids always end up being crazy, though. Like, you always see them, like, 20 years from now, and there's some, like, drug addict on the side of the street who died from an overdose.
I saw a TikTok where these teenagers from L.A. were asked basic questions like, oh, how much do you think water costs? And they would ask stuff like, wait, water costs something?
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't know the cost of basic things. They were just spoiled from the get-go, like, oh, I didn't have to pay for my car or college or even, in fact, I didn't have to go to college. I was going to be given money from mommy and daddy for the rest of my life.
Really? Yeah. Or they have these birthday parties and it's like, like, get ready with me for my birthday party. First, we're going to go get the private jet. And it's just like, what?
The private jet. Go to our mansion.
Or, like, have you heard of...
It is really screwed up. Like, I can, like, steal $1 million from Jeff Bezos and he wouldn't even know. And it would change the entire course of my life. That's like a dollar to them. It's insane.
They'd get that $1 million back, though.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, well, let's say, like, he lent it to me.
It's like $5 to us.
Yeah, he doesn't care. But it would literally change my life forever.
I hope Jeff Bezos is listening and gives me $10 million.
Please, Jeff Bezos.
Or Mr. Beast.
There's only five of us. It's only $5 million. Not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal. You'll make it back in a day.
You can be a guest on the show,
Once I buy my $100 little shrimp ecosystem thingy, $100, you'll make it back real
fast. Jeff Bezos, if you knew how many Amazon packages arrive at my house every single week, you would give to me. I've basically given you $1 million at this point.
Yeah.
My house has been the source of multiple Amazon haul packages from 2 a.m., so...
You're welcome, Jeff Bezos.
Have you heard of Erewhon, like the groceries, like the bougie LA grocery store?
No. Mm-mm.
It's E-R. It's spelled really weird, but it's called Erewhon. The prices are insane. I know like a can of like spaghetti sauce or like a jar of spaghetti sauce, it could be like $40. $40.
Where are the tomatoes from? Like,
I don't even know, but like everything in that store is like that. It's so funny. Like, I know a mango could be like $25.
What? $25?
Yeah, like that's how the store is priced, and everyone like... You know, it's like the LA influencer grocery store, and they all go there.
What a scam.
So I can walk in there and see, like, the LA people.
Yeah.
Most the probably. People, like,
don't want to be around.
Celebrities there. Well, we're running a little bit low on time, and I know that you guys had some more to share, so do you want to get some out of you? Louie, I know that you had another one.
You sure? Because this might take a while.
Just touch on the highlights.
Touching on the highlights.
If this is the last one we do, it's okay.
So,
hopefully that's okay with you guys.
It's not going to be political at all. I'm kidding, it will be. Anyways, there's this whole conspiracy theory that the U.S. military purposely defunds certain schools, and they would focus their, what's it called? Their recruitment. Yeah, their recruitment campaigns on those schools, so... From the high school I went to, we were very much spoiled, so we didn't have as much military recruiters there. But let's say
there was always like a pull-up bar there.
Is it for like ROTC?
Yeah, like stuff that, like that, but people? They weren't as prominent. Like, we wouldn't be going to the gym and talking about...
Oh, no.
And like have a speaker from the Marines or something. We wouldn't have something like that. But I know that in other schools...
I had
like,
a speaker from the Marines come to my both gym... And cross-country practice and track practice.
Yeah, but that's not for the entire school. That's for one class or one sports team. But I know that in some schools, like in some parts of Chicago... Okay, anyways. Some parts of Chicago, the military would spend a bajillion dollars on recruiting there. And it's the kids that have, like, essentially nothing at home. Like, they struggle to get meals, but... And they always advertise in the military that you'll always be guaranteed a meal, a place to sleep, and feel somewhat safe when you're not in the field, at least. So that's my conspiracy theory.
I will say, does the military target poorer communities? Absolutely. Are they purposefully defunding those communities? I don't think so.
It's a
conspiracy theory. That's where I would disagree with you there.
Defunding, I don't know.
Or like, well,
because I don't think that you have to.
Are they getting money by?
You don't have to set up poor communities. They just come about.
Well, you know how dual credit high school teachers are required to get their master's?
Yeah.
Well, for most teachers can't afford to get a master's with their own paychecks, so it's better if the school would pay for them. So when that requirement was made, a lot of schools lost their lost a lot of dual credit classes, which saved college or admiring college students or people that want to be college students
aspiring
money.
Aspiring college students.
Yes, aspiring. I hate you, Noah. But no, like, it saved a lot of money. So instead of spending, what, like $1,000 on a college course, you would spend like $90 for a high school dual credit. But now that those teachers are required to get their master's and they won't be able to afford it, then they won't be able to get those classes. So
that's an interesting take, I will admit.
Definitely interesting.
It is interesting. Do you also think that maybe they just want the teachers that are teaching these higher level education courses to have higher level education?
I don't think they required it because all of my teachers said that they didn't really need the extra education.
I was going to say, with my experience, I've taken a couple dual credit. I know one was dual credit U.S. history. I had a friend in regular U.S. history. We had the exact same homework worksheets, the exact same quizzes. It was literally the exact same class.
And that was around
same
the time
curriculum.
When
he taught both. My teacher, he taught both, and he taught the same thing every single day.
Well, do you think they could come down to like a teacher thing?
I don't know, but I said in my experience, so I don't know.
Oh, okay,
but
that's true.
Yeah, in terms of him, it was the exact same, so I don't know.
I don't think that my teachers were paying out of pocket for theirs, though.
AP
yeah, our
classes
teachers
are
were
different,
paid,
but dual credit?
Our teachers had their master's paid for with the school district we went to. So
that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice, actually, yeah.
And that expensive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a good school system.
Probably a little too good, but anyways.
I think it's
great. Anything else?
A good school system.
Any other theories?
You
Noah?
Guys
want
to... I mean, I get a couple. You know, do you want me to talk about another
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ask.
Okay.
Just do.
There's one that we lost. There's like 300 years of just like that we just added on, like it's not what are we in 2024?
Yeah.
It's actually like 1724 or something.
I heard about that. What's the why? Do you remember why?
Yeah, so they're during like the Roman Empire. They were trying to. They were like these emperors. I think this is how the theory goes. I'm not 100% sure. And they wanted it to be. They wanted their reign to start in like 1000 AD. So they just changed the time and made it 1000 AD, and I guess back then it was just a lot easier or something like that. And it can go further. Some people go further and say that like there is 300 years of time that just is not written about that we have.
Something that confuses me is, you know, like BC is before Christ and AD is after death.
Mm-hmm.
What's those? He was what, 32 when he died, Jesus?
Around that,
he was like 32, 33. What do you call those 30 years in there?
Before.
Like, but he's born.
Yeah, before death, though.
So BD? I don't know. It's always, you think of like,
I feel
there's
like,
either,
well,
one, there's one,
yeah,
there's one BC and there's
BC.
One AD. So like, what's in between? You know what I mean? Like, what are those 30
years? Oh,
what's
in between before Christ and after death?
Yeah, those 30 years.
I don't think
BC.
We lost them. Yeah, I think it's still BC.
I think it's still considered BC. Yeah.
It is? So
yeah.
If it's one BC, it immediately goes into one AD.
Yeah, they probably should have taught us this in school.
I heard somebody mention that the other day. So something about like BC, and I was like, wait, like, because I remember he was like 30 something. So I'm like, what are those 30
I
years?
I think those 30
I
years
mean,
are
like
still
they,
before.
I mean, like, yeah, they could have taught this in school, but also you can just probably look that up in like 2 minutes.
I was too lazy to look it up. So
oh, okay.
Well,
I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying we don't have to.
Well, AD is after death. So I'm going to go with that. It starts when he dies. So like 32, he's still chilling. So still BC, you know?
But
next, I don't think it was like a DC during Christ.
I know they don't call it BD, but
okay, so after a 2 second Google search, AD denoting years after his birth, and BC the year designating the years that predate his birth. So
okay, then.
So AD is still when he's alive.
Yes. So 1 AD to
after
30
death?
To 32
AD.
So it's not
why
after
is it
death.
Called AD?
I don't know. They're probably too lazy to change the notation.
We based our entire time scale on Jesus's birth.
Well, most
for the human race.
A lot of some cultures do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some cultures do other years. Are in a completely different year. I know that.
Yeah, I mean,
what's BCE? I've seen that sometimes. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
That might be the. I mean, I think I don't know what it is, but that might be like the new one because I know they're trying not to base everything just off of
Christianity.
I mean, I know. I mean, like Jesus existed. I feel like
he did exist.
Yeah,
he was a real person.
Yeah, I mean, like you don't have to believe that he, you know, healed people and did all these crazy things, but I mean, he was a real person.
Definitely was a real person.
All right, what's your other one?
Another one?
I thought you said you had a couple. I have a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have another one, Kara?
That won't last 21 minutes.
Next, my computer is at 5%.
Yeah, no, go on.
Wow, 5%.
Yeah.
That is a lot, in my
Although
opinion.
It was 13% at the beginning of this episode, so, I mean, we got that.
That's not bad. I don't know. What would you like me to talk about?
I thought you said you if you don't have
if
one.
If you don't
like,
have one,
no,
that's fine.
I don't think I have another one just like at the top of my head right
now. Oh, okay.
Now.
Oh, okay.
Well...
Anyone else have one?
Do you have one, Gabe?
I don't have one.
No conspiracy theories?
I mean, I was talking to you guys before, like, the dragon one, but I think that's, like, a fairly well-known one. Just all the different cultures have, like, the same depictions of dragons, so did they exist? But I also feel like we would have found bones.
Something.
Something.
Maybe
yeah.
Dinosaurs were the dragons.
Oh. That'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be
I mean,
so
pterodactyl,
cool.
I mean, it is, like, a scaly flying
it
thing.
It is, yeah.
Didn't breathe fire, though.
Just pretend it did. It would be cool.
No, I
don't.
Cool.
I
would
love to
breathe
fire.
I don't
think
they would have breathed fire. That doesn't make sense.
Like the scene of Uncle Iroh going ham on the Earth Kingdom. Have you guys not watched Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Nope.
Nope.
I feel like you asked that knowing that we haven't, and now
you
want to ask.
You asked that a lot.
I did.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you would at least watch it, Noah.
Nope.
Never mind. Now it's down stupid.
I feel like you always ask us, hey, have you seen this show? And we've like told you.
And it's always Avatar: The Last Airbender.
There's like
no,
Avatar: The Boys. Like, have you guys seen The Boys? And it's like the seventh
you
time
ask
you've
the
asked
boys
us.
A lot.
Well, have you guys seen it?
No.
No.
For like the eighth time.
Rats.
Well, I think that's where we're gonna end it. Thank you all for joining us, and you know what time it is. It's time to go.